The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor, if that's possible. And even friendlier customer service, if that's possible. Tobacco and Brew. Good morning there, Robert. We could call you, because the way you're moving now, I'd call you Rapid Robert. Bad Bob's better.
Love this time of year.
Why?
Well, it hasn't gotten too hot yet.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And everything's still kind of green. And
yeah.
Give it about 3 weeks, so it'll...
Yeah. You know what? And it's kind of nice. It's nice. I rolled down the window of my truck coming in. And, you know, I get my... every so often, I'll stop by and get a sausage biscuit.
Oh, there you go.
Just to spoil myself.
There you go.
You know, Linda usually feeds me, but.
Well, mixed bag this week. No precip, but sunny today and a high near 95 degrees. The winds will shift from the northwest to west-southwest because of an incoming low. That's going to drop our temperatures. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 61. Mostly sunny for you Wednesday. The high drops a whole 10 degrees down to about 84. Winds will continue out of the north-northwest. That's going to start drying things out. Possible showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, and then 20% chance of showers early morning Thursday. Highs will remain right around the 90-degree mark, then start warming up as we head through the weekend. Currently in downtown Reading, or at the Reading Airport, we're showing 66. Downtown Reading, 70 degrees. This report from Shasta Gas Propane.
Locally owned, locally operated out of Anderson, California, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and time payments if you need those. Hey, did you get a chance to get to any of the services yesterday, ceremonies?
I did not. We went out to my brother and his lovely wife, just purchased new property up not far from their old property up near Shingletown, and we went out for a viewing and a family barbecue, including some really great tri-tip from R&R.
I know we left you here working. Linda and I went to the 10 o'clock ceremony at the Reading Cemetery. Very, very good. They have this is what I love about Reading. All the chairs are put out there perfectly aligned on the there's where they have the ceremony, and it's on asphalt there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're standing there looking at it, and then the shade is to the right, totally to the right. These are out in the sun.
Yeah, it was already getting a little toasty by 11.
I turned to one of the guys there and said, hey, I'd like to move a couple chairs over to the sun. Into the shade. He goes, why don't we just move all of them? So all the chairs get moved over into the shade.
For the ceremony,
it was cool, and everybody was sitting in the shade. Very nice service. Eddie McAllister got the flag awarded to him for all everything, and it was a total surprise. Yeah, at the end of the service, you know, when they have a flag that's folded. They presented it to Eddie because of all the things he does with remember our deployed troops, remember everyone deployed, the red thing with red shirts, and all the other stuff that Eddie does. But it was really a touching service. I think it's Enterprise was out there playing, you know, music. And,
oh, okay.
You know, they play, you know, but it was really nice. And it was Rob Burrell's message was well thought out and touching. Now, and then they had it again last night at IGO at 5:55. But I was down at South City Park at the game. And then Wednesday, by the way, Wednesday at about 11:30, out at the Civic, at the Grove there, they're having another ceremony.
On the traditional day,
the 30th. So I would encourage people, if you haven't gone, you didn't have a chance of working, here's a chance to go. Lunchtime, listen to the speakers. Then there's lunch afterwards.
Yeah, and that's a neat little grove now.
It is. But the services themselves. I went down to South City Park.
Therein lies the tale.
I think I'm going to hold that one for a while. Yesterday, after I gave my rant on the South City Park and what was going on, I said, you know, the hell with that. That's not enough. So I got on social media and emails to the city council and to the city manager. And then to somebody who really has power, Donnie Chamberlain, and sent it to her too. And what I said was this. If you read my Facebook post, and I've had so many comments on that, and the big comments were, Carl, go back, repost it, and put it so we can share it with everybody. I said, okay, I'll do that this morning. Was that everybody, there wasn't one comment, not one comment, that didn't agree. And people from Gene King, who's now head of the Library Foundation down there, everybody. Everybody was saying the same thing. And what I wrote was, we're in danger of losing South City Park. My friends, were in danger of losing South City Park to 60 or 70 people. I mean, that's just the way it is. So after I wrote the social media spot on Facebook and included what had happened to Rick Bassetti and Patty Bassetti and a photo of his car windshield, which had been shattered, I then wrote an email to all of the city council, like I said. Brent Weaver came back to me almost immediately, and, you know, though they weren't all working yesterday because, you know, it's a holiday, right, and, right, you know, all those people get their days off. We don't. Brent was probably working at a real business. And anyway, he comes back and he said, I'm gonna address this today. First thing, today. Well, last night at the game, because I went to the game. Linda and I went to the game because we are going to go to those games. We are going to present ourselves there. And, yes, festooned with weapons, but still we're there. No, I'm kidding about that, kind of. They've gone in, the transients have come in, and they've taken over parking spaces. You know, instead of being out on the grass and then letting people park in parking spaces, no, they've got their stuff in the parking
spaces. They're camping in parking spaces.
And if Rick says anything to them, they curse at him and threats and all this stuff. And you just can't call the cops every day. So I park. And, you know, that's a kind of a good place to park because the foul ball won't hit you.
Right.
Foul ball. So I go down and park in a different spot. That's fine. They've got security. Like I said, North State Security is there. North State Security is doing their job. But it's the ambiance out there, people coming in. A lot of people, you know, they had great game last night. Super game. A grand slam home run. We were standing there. Bases loaded for the 45s. A kid tattoos it across the left field fence. And at first you thought, did that guy catch it? The guy in left field just leaped way in the air right at the fence. And there was just kind of a silence there for a second. And then all the runners started. Then, you know, the stands erupted. Grand slam, home run. Woo!
Do not see that every day.
You do not see that every day. But one of the biggest surprises was what I saw there. And I'm going to talk about that when we get back. But after we got home last night, we hopped right into our little sleep number.
Hey.
Jumped in our bed, adjusted our settings. My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. And we went to bed. We've had a big weekend. We know we've got all week, all next week. It's all going. And hopped in, adjusted our settings. But there's other things. The latest smart beds are even more comfortable, if that can be. I don't see how, but they can be. And how? Because they move, respond to your every movement, and automatically adjust to you. There's even an adjustment for snoring. How about that? Anyway, right now, come in during the semi-annual sale to see the latest Sleep Number 360 smart beds with special Memorial Day savings up to $700. Plus, they have payments on time. Ask them about that too. All of this is at our Sleep Number store. It's over in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Jump on a bed. See what it's like. Let them show you what truly when a mattress adjusts to you, how well you can sleep. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to talk about who was at the baseball game last night and the results of this. It's 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock today, or this morning, on the 29th of May. We've lost another month here, buddy. 66 degrees going up to 95. We'll be right back.
Living like a lover with a red eye phone. Looking like a trans, like a video man. Devilish woman, can I be your man?
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-Elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Redding has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Redding. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Butt is on assignment this morning, 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, on the 29th of May, 2018. 66 degrees, going up to 95 today. Weather report brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Well, not the weather report. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. But Alliance Heating and Air is bringing you the segment. When I see 95 degrees, I think of Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that takes care of any type of heating and cooling systems. It does tremendously outstanding work, been voted best in the North State. This is Alliance Heating and Air. If you need anything done, friends, my friends, please give them a call, 221-2642, or check out the website at homecomfort.org. All right, battle for South City Park, part two. All right. So last night, Linda and I are down there. It's a good game. And who's down there? Christian Schrader, the mayor of our city. She was down there, and she was talking to Rick and Patty, they all went back for a little meeting back in the clubhouse there, and they came out. And I was walking by getting, I was going to get a snow cone. I like snow cones. And the only time I get snow cones is at the park. Once a year. Colt 45 season. They have snow cones. There's something about a snow cone, Bob. You got to eat the snow cone.
Oh, yes.
It's you got to get fresh ice. When they have ice that's been in there, no, I want fresh ice.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll make fresh ice.
I'm over shaved ice guy, but snow cones work.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I understand what you're saying, mm-hmm. but it's the same kind of thing. And there was strawberry or something like this. But going back to what I was saying, Kristen Schrader was there. And we're talking about the park. And she says, well, what are your ideas for it? Whoa, okay. These are things that you can do, Kristen, that the city council can do. Here, how about this one? You shut down the park for maintenance for a week. Or until Rick Bassetti gets the fence that he's looking for. Hopefully he can pick it up from Simpson University. It's just laying out there. And then you get people like either the city to weld the pieces they need, or you go over to a place that really will get the job done, and that's Shasta College. Ask them with their welding class to put together the fence, you know, the other parts of the fence they need. Then you fence off more of the park. And then this is the simple part. You make it reservations only. Now, this is not going to help every park, but it can help South City Park. South City Park needs to be taken back. They've done everything they can. They've put the fences around it. Now, if you say something to somebody down there, you know what? This is our park. Really? Really? Oh, this is your park? No, it's not your park. And if you stay here and we have hypodermics on the ground and we have feces and use tampons and everything laying around in piles, that your people, that the city of Redding has to come in and two trucks a day clean this up, there's something wrong.
And it's
there's
a hazmat.
Something wrong with having hazardous material out there. And yes, Kristen Schrader, I'm glad you're out there, but you and the rest of the city council are the problem and everybody else that was here before you. This didn't happen overnight. This has been going on for 2 years at least. It's gotten worse. Why? Because nothing's been done. Oh, what can we do? What can we do?
We'll form a committee.
Well, I swear to God, I heard the word committee and I just looked at him. I just looked at him and I went, excuse me? Excuse me? You know what? At that point, I almost became belligerent. I didn't raise my voice or anything, but I just said, look, you can do these things. You can make this park off limits. You close it down for maintenance. And then do some maintenance here. Get the fence up. Force people out and over. I wrote this thing on social media yesterday on Facebook. I'm going to republish it today. I'm going to make it so you can share this thing. But here's what I want you to do, my friends. This is what I want you to do. This is the only way we're going to have anything happen. You call the city council today at 225-4002. 225-4002 and get into the fight. We're going to lose this park, the use of this park, unless we do something about it. And let's start with South City Park because the library is right there. Let's start with that park. Let's take back our rights. You know what? Let's take back the rights of others. Am I saying to do away with homeless? I'd love to be able to do away with the homeless situation just like this. I'd just like to be able to do that. Say, hey, here's housing. For 1,000 people, homeless mm-hmm. people. There it is, right there. Here, good, go over there and just stay there.
Yeah.
And here's the rules. You can't use drugs. You got to keep it cleaned up. You got to, you know, just have some rules. Have some rules. And I can solve that problem. But I can't do that. That's too big a problem right now. But I can, with the help of our people and our city council, we can solve the problem of South City Park. It's easy. It's easy. Well, what about people that they have to reserve the park? Oh, well, yeah, that's right. You have to.
And it is a
city guess what?
Facility.
You may not be checked every time. Okay. But when you are checked, and I believe, and I would want the cops to sweep through there, you know, on a really regular basis, just as they're coming off, or they're coming on a shift, going off a shift, they're just coming by. I'll just sweep through and say, do you have a permit to be here?
I would point out that if you go out to Whiskey Town, if you go to any of our beautiful local campgrounds, You have paid a fee. You have a permit to be on that property. And if the federal officers find you lacking that permit or not having paid that fee, you're in trouble.
They're going to ask you to leave.
That's right.
Just leave. I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave here, sir. Well, how do I get a permit? Well, you go online. Can I go online right now? Well, yes, you can.
There's an app for that.
You can go online. You can put in your credit card number to leave the $50 deposit, and then you can just stay here. Okay, I'm going to do that. All right. And there's signs that say how to do that.
Out at the park, they have on the kiosk, instead of a pay station, because people were breaking into the pay stations, they have one of those scan codes.
Well, see, even that, you'd have to make it in such a way that they couldn't destroy it. They cannot destroy it, because they will. They'll do it because that's, you know, destruction. That's their way of doing it. We're just going to destroy it.
We don't need those stinking rules.
So that's why you've got to do it. You've got to make it really clear. You've got to have a huge campaign. So you want to use South City Park, that's great. If you've got like a family group there, just one of you has to do it. So, but something can be done, but they're not doing it. But I am thanking and I am giving a big hurrah out for Kristen Schrader for actually showing up last night after getting the email and going out there and getting, you know, talking to the local intel, which is Rick and Patty, showing, and they showed things to her, pointed things out. You know, I can't see why she wouldn't be appalled by what's happened to that beautiful old park there.
Yeah. The other thing that makes my eyes bug out is when a city official says, well, we're going to hire a consultant to look into this. Again?
Well, she didn't say that.
Ah, good.
She didn't say that. No, and don't be putting – there's enough words in their mouths already. But I'm just tired of people whining about, oh, what am I supposed to do? Oh, we need more money. We need more money. You're not going to get any more money. You screwed that one up. You screwed the pooch on that one. You're not going to get any money right away. Maybe in November, if you all get it together and come up with a two-thirds, you know, come up with saying we want to have a specific tax for public safety and for going and expanding the jail spaces. And that's the other thing. You know what? Board of Supervisors, you're up to, you know what? It's as bad on your part as it is the city council. You've had 8 years to figure out something. 8 years. What's happened? Why aren't we taking... why aren't we just kind of gathering money as fast as we can, taking it out of other things, cutting some things back, and sending these jerks out of our county jail and putting them in other jails? I know we're trying, oh, they need so many, and it's money. Yeah, it is. There are things you can do, and if it comes down to a tax, and it's a two-third tax, we will give free airtime to have that thing happen.
People that I have talked to find it interesting, to say the least, that these beds have magically appeared in an election year. And you can't blame them for being cynical.
Well, I'm not saying a word about that. Well, yeah, I am. It is amazing that all of a sudden something like this happens. Or how about this? Oh, hey, we're having a real problem with the permitting process, and Les Ball wants to have that. Hey, and why can't Les Ball come on the show? What's wrong with Les Ball? Les, I've been inviting you. Why don't you come on the show? I'm going to call Les again today. Les, why don't you come on the show? I've got tomorrow. I've got Thursday. I've got Friday. I've got next Monday. No, I don't have next Monday. Well, it's the next 3 days because it's primary day. But why don't you come on the show, Les? In fact, I'm going to call him right after this. In fact, Bob, I want you to call Les Ball during the break and ask him when he wants to come on. Okay, let's take a break. I love this town. I love this county. I love this whole area up here. I love the people up here. And yet, we have these problems that I think that could just be solved if they just wanted to. But they've gotten complacent. You've got to push them. 225-4002. I'm going to give that out several times today. Call the city council. Tell them you want South City Park made safe for the citizens, the taxpayers of this city. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by, this is another way of handling things, Bastiani Arms. No.
No.
No. It's just protecting yourself. You'd be surprised how many people come up because they know I teach. And they come up, hey, I'm coming up for my renewal. Oh, gosh, you know what? How do you take class? You know, and So many people want to take this class. And there's a variety of reasons for it, but the primary reason that you take a concealed carry class is to be able to protect yourself and your family and your home. I mean, that's just kind of the bottom line. And Bastiani Arms provides classes in the CCW range, but they provide any type of long gun or pistol that you want. Shotguns, rifles, semi-automatic rifles, lever action, you name it, they've got it. All the shooting accessories, ammunition, optics, they have it all, plus great, great, great customer service. Bastiani Arms, John and Sarah, give them a chance to beat the box, big box stores. Go on down, see the things they have down there. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open today through Saturday, Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back. I want to talk about what's happening. Hey, what would you do if your preacher said, I need a jet to spread the word?
If I could find a way, I'd take back those words that will hurt you. I don't know why I did the things I did.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote on June 5th.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
feeling my 80s today.
You are, and I'm dancing around out here. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda's on assignment this morning. Thank God she's on assignment doing things so I don't have to do them. Is that fair? No. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank at 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Their newest branch, it's been out there for a while now, 1845 California Street. But head on down and find out what they've done to expand their services to be able to help their customers. Go on down and experience how Cornerstone Bank is moving local dreams forward. That's right, Cornerstone Community Bank. All right, I just want to make one last comment here about this. Is the fact is that it is safe to go down those games. They have the eye candy is not there, but they have security out there from North State Security. Again, big guys out there watching over your cars and all this. You know, you're not going to have a problem that way. I don't want you to be afraid to go down there. I'm just saying is that it's gotten to the point where we need to take that park back so we don't even have to worry about that. Where little kids can go out there and play, you know, and they don't have to worry about stepping on a hypodermic needle.
Somebody in the chat room brought up a point that hits a little close in that if the city can go after a legitimate business owner, i.e. one of the hotels, and destroy them, drive them out of business, force them to close, why are we not pursuing the other target, which is obviously enabling the bad behavior?
You're talking about the mission.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the mission also provides other things.
They do, but
well, perhaps we should turn around and maybe the city should go after the city. Maybe the district attorney from the county should sue the city for allowing this to happen down there.
We've got way too much, and I understand helping people. Trust me, I do. But we are enabling.
Well, that was pointed out to me also last night by Kristen Schrader. But I know this, Kristen. I've known this for years. I don't know if this is, you know, new, but we do have the county seat here. We do have the services here. But that means we just have to be more vigilant. We have to be harder. And I'm tired of hearing things like, oh, Anderson sweeps up through their parks. They put people in cars and they drive them up here. Or they arrest them and they bring them up to the county jail knowing they're going to be released here instead of Anderson. Well, Anderson, shame on you. It's a good idea, but shame on you for that. And if I ever thought that Anderson City Police were driving people up here and dropping them off in the middle of the night, I'd hate to say things. I don't think they'd do that. Okay, let's move on. How would you like to be the televangelist by the name of Jesse DePontic? Yeah. Who is Jesse? Jesse is a televangelist out of Louisiana, which tells a little bit about it right there. 25 miles outside of Louisiana, Jesse has a large congregation, you know, through the television and cable and all that. He has asked his congregation to buy him a new $54 million jet that can go anywhere in the world without refueling. He says, look, I've had three jets before. I've just burned the gases and all this, but we have to stop all the time. And when we do, we have to pay extra for gas at all these different places. With this Gulfstar, I can go anywhere in the world without stopping to preach the gospel. Then he got into how Jesus would not be riding a donkey today. Jesus would be in a top golf star with leather and all this stuff to go back and forth so he could preach the word. And then another televangelist bought one for $32 million. So maybe Jesse's just a little bit jealous. Hey, he's got a $32 million one. I get this. So they got on a show together and they said one of the reasons, of course, because you've got to preach the word. You can't fly commercial first class. No. Why? The demons inside that plane and the people. This is what they said. I am not making this up. So, my friends, I'd like to spread the word. Here, I'm going to, for $5, I'm going to send you a picture of my hand. It's going to be one that I have put down, and it's been copied on my copier, and I'm going to send it to you, and you rub it on that part of your body that hurts for only $5. Just send it over here to KCNR. I swear to God. You know what? I am a person that believes in the word.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. I believe in that. But when I see things like this, I can't help but get just a little bit perturbed that we have people that would do things like this. And the other part is that people will give him the $54 million.
I know. That's
I'm thinking to myself, whoa, who is this guy? He's not like even the guys you hear about. I mean, I've never heard of this guy. But he's looking for $54 million. Okay. I need to change the subject, so I'm going to go listen to Nick. Nick, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. I haven't had a chance to listen to you lately, but Lori sent me an email, and I listened to your show yesterday.
I talked to your son.
Just getting home, I hear you're talking about South City Park again, and I wanted to chime in. You know, when you run all those people out of South City Park, where are they going to go, Carl?
Well,
I don't want them over here on my side of town. Over.
Well, that's where they're going to go, to another park. Yes, that's true.
You know, so we need to take care of that. And then you're encouraging people to call City Hall. It's my opinion you need to call the Board of Supervisors and tell them to cut down on the chum. You know, we've got too many social programs that attract them here. And on my travels around town here, I get them hitting me up for money. And I started in the last couple of weeks. I says, okay, I'll give you $2 if you'll answer a couple questions for me honestly. And the first one is, what high school did you go to? And you know what? Two-thirds of them can't name a high school in the area here. And then I ask them, well, how'd they get to Reading? Well, you know, the services are so good here. They came here. We need to cut down on them services. And, Wong, he gave the rescue mission a bunch of money to send them.
Like $16,000 or something, yeah.
Well, you know what? That feel-good program, I don't think much of it. I don't care whether they have support when they get home or not. Send them back to the town where they went to high school and get rid of them. Because it's my opinion they sent them here to get rid of them.
I think that people in here, because one of the things you said I think is absolutely true, we have really, you know, California has all these great giveaways. Plus,
Shasta County is one of the top ones.
And Shasta County is right here, and we have $147 million, maybe it's $170 million, I'm sorry, it's $170 million in our health and human services. Well, where does that money go to? I mean, are they handing this out to people? Why shouldn't people have to be able to show that they've lived here for a long time before they get services?
Well, I'm with you there. You know, I work my buns off, and I'm so tired of being taxed half to death.
My property taxes.
I dare say if I went down and asked for some help, they wouldn't have any help for me because I got a job.
Well, you know, the other thing, my property taxes just went up 26%.
26?
Yeah, 26%. I talked about it on the show. I mean, 26%. Because, you know, it's the proposition. I understand it. The guy calls me that, you know, heads of the tax assessor. He explained it all to me, and I understand it. But it still went up 26%. But here's the thing is, all of us are paying taxes and more taxes and more taxes and higher permit fees and all of this. And yet we can't take our kids down and have them run through the grass at South City Park. Because
or any place else, they're taking over the river.
Okay. I'm not even going to argue.
Moving in on the river
I can't argue with you about that either.
You know, and
but here's how we did things in Ramadi. This is how we did it. We came in down the street. Boom. We put up we call them cop in a box. we throw up a shelter. We throw up these Texas barriers. We throw up, put them into a building. And then we'd own that block. And then a couple of days later, boom, another block. We'd own that. And this is the way we move through there. It's almost like a fog coming through. Now, the city of Reading can do that if the city of Reading has the NADS to do it. They can do that. They can take it. They'll start with South City Park and then work their way around. They can do it.
Hey, but I've got another idea about South City Park, too. You know, right now, I think we've got 4 retired chiefs of police drawing over $100,000 a year.
A piece.
Some of them close to $200,000. They got plenty of time. Why don't we put them on patrol down there? They know all the laws. They know how to speak to them and run them off. Well, it's just a thought.
Okay.
Anyway, less chum, get rid of the homeless magnet, the Goodwill Rescue Mission, Gary Cadden, he can take the homeless and take them someplace else. He's big on feeding them.
Who?
And that's my thoughts for the day.
Who? Gary Cadden?
Oh, yeah. He encourages you to go down there and take a tour of the Goodwill Rescue Mission.
Oh, okay.
He goes down there and he feeds meals to them, and they do a lot of good. And I just don't see a lot of good that they do.
Oh, you know, probably need to have Mr. Anderson on.
to come in and talk about this, because you know what? There are things. I know they've toughened up. I know they've done things. But we need to have him come in and talk about it. Because
he's going to make you feel so good about the Goodwill Rescue Mission. When he comes on your show, Carl, you're going to be down there volunteering. He's going to make you feel so good.
I don't volunteer for anything. The last thing I volunteered for, people tried to shoot me for 30 years. Okay, Nick, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Of course it's in Redding. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. One of the only full-service jewelry stores in town, from watch repairs to anything. They'll design it. They'll build it. They get gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry. Great people down there. Fair prices. Honest. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. Hey, you know what? After this break, if you've got an idea, I'm getting a bunch of them on the chat room, but if you've got an idea on how to take care of South City Park, or do we really even need – is the battle over? Has a battle over, or in my opinion, has the battle really even been fought? The battle hasn't even been fought yet, in my opinion. We'll be right back.
Friday, June 15th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and Bella Vista Farms host Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Stone Hearts Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, June 15th, for the 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 50% of the proceeds will go to Bella Vista Farms, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
Criminals are laughing in our faces in Shasta County.
Hi, this is John Green running for Shasta County Sheriff on June 5th. Criminals know they have little to no consequences breaking the law in our community. The line has been crossed, and it's time to take back our county with firm and aggressive law enforcement. Repeat offenders arrested 10, 20, 30 times and still let out to roam the streets again? Not on my watch. This is John Green for Shasta County Sheriff, and I'm honored to serve the people of this great community.
John Green for Shasta County Sheriff, pro Second Amendment and pro CCW. Paid for by the committee to elect John Green.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Mott and Bad Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if you're looking for 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day from people that really care about your family and your situation, call Sharon Clark at 226-8350. Or check it out at readinghomehelpers.com. There's no place like home, and that's what she wants to do, is keep your loved ones at home, whether it's from a surgery or if it's long-term. She can do that. One more thing I want to hit before I go to Terry. Do you remember Flippy the burger flipper down from Caliburger? They started that, right?
Yeah, and the robot.
It lasted one day because so many people came. The robot just kind of got came apart. Well, they silently opened it up again in May. At the beginning of this month, okay? Callie's in there flipping 300 burgers during its shift from 11 to 2. And the thing is, it's working now. 300 burgers on its shift. He's getting ready to buy 15 more of them. All right? Yeah. And one of the fastest growing places for work, of course, is fast food and restaurant industry. You might want to take a look at this. If the Flippy the Burger, it's got its own little spot. People come in and take photos, the whole thing. If that works, what's that going to do to the fast food industry? Because already you're getting the icon, or the kiosk out there that people can order without a person. Mm-hmm. And now you got a burger flipper that can, it cooks them perfectly the same way, but you can only have them one way. If you want it medium rare, it's not going to happen. You know, it's just got to be one way.
That's going to be an upgrade. Let's just hope they're not run by Microsoft.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
your burger will wait while we do an update.
I'm just, you know what? People, yeah. That'll be an hour later. Let's go to the phones, Terry.
Okay, what's your idea, Terry?
Well, I think you and Nick are spot on. You know, I mean, that's just, it's gotten out of control. We were out doing a flag waving and supporting our veterans and supporting Memorial Day on Hartnell yesterday. And we saw several of these guys ride by, you know, with the tattoos on the ET bicycles with their backpacks. In fact, one of our guys asked him how business was. And you know, I mean, it gets to a point. I think what we ought to do is organize civilians, and I think the police need to do this, to go around. You can put a special hat on and ask these folks what they're doing in town. And you can do it in all kinds of different ways that are illegal, but we need to do something. And I want to say one more thing. When we were on Sunday, when we were doing our program, Carl, yeah. I noticed there is a lot more activity, which I'm sure you and Bob noticed, out in front of your radio station than there was a year ago. A lot more activity. Maybe it's the weather. The sun's out, but I know there was stuff going on the corner right in front of Kobe's. There was stuff going on the other end of the street.
Oh, yeah.
And they were checking out your building a lot. I'm just kind of giving you the heads up. This has just gone way past everything. We have a police department. We have lots of police. We have sheriffs. Heck, we've got MOUs with the forestry. We've got MOUs with, I mean, we even have these blue and gold and white trucks driving around that are supposed to be government law enforcement. I don't even know who that is. The other day I saw a Humvee in desert camo with its sirens going down 273. I mean, and we can't seem to harness the homeless. Did something happen to Rick Bassetti? Because I didn't hear. Did something happen
okay.
to his car?
You know, there's a comment in our chat pack that says, go have groups of people go down to the park and take pictures of the residents of the park. They don't like it. You're right, because that's what Rick was doing. He takes photos.
And what happened to him?
Well, as he was walking back into his office, a woman assaulted him, grabbed him, and he pushed her away.
Wow.
And he goes, he locks the door, he calls the police, said, hey, I've just been assaulted, and then he hears this banging sound. She had taken a brick and busted his front windshield. And
wow.
Now, wait a minute. It goes on.
It gets better.
So here come the police. They arrest her. That's in the morning. That night for the game, guess who's there? Her.
Yeah, this is unacceptable.
And wait a minute. There's even more, though, Terry. I'm not quite finished.
Man.
So she's out
but wait,
in front.
There's more.
Yeah, there's more. She's out in front of his truck with the busted windshield, which I put on Facebook yesterday. I'm going to reface it today and let people share this. And so Patty goes out there, and this woman says, I'm going to get him. And then she turns, she says, and I'm going to get you too, to Patty. Yes. She had been arrested for assault and destruction of private property, was out that same day making threats again. There.
Well, you know,
turn.
This is just not acceptable. Our police, if they can't do something. And don't worry so much, you guys in blue waiting outside or sitting on the corner in your motorcycle is waiting to give somebody a ticket who may be going 45 in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. It's time to arrest those people, the violent ones on the street, the dope. That when you go underneath the Sundial Bridge and you pick up a bucket, a 5-gallon bucket full of syringes, does that mean something? I mean, we are letting our police not really, I mean, you can say they're doing their job, but really and truly, you know, hey, I think maybe the civilians need to do their job, and maybe we just need to do this on our own. And I don't care what the consequences are. It's getting too far out of hand. I had a guy come in my driveway, but I won't go into that. I got rid of him. But the thing is that, you know, I mean, I got rid of him, made him leave.
Is that why you wanted that? Is that why you wanted that backhoe?
Calm down, Stephanie.
Is that why you wanted that backhoe?
Yeah. No, I'll just use a shovel. But you know, I'm just saying, I mean, this has just gotten way out of hand. Roger Moore has to address it. I'm tired of these guys coming in, retiring on all this money, making all this money, then leaving a year later, going and doing something else, moving to another state, coming back. We need to have people that are going to do something. The people need to do it. I mean, the police department can't do it, obviously.
Well, as Kristen Schrader said, well, what are your ideas? I think it's time to give them a call at 225-4002 and tell them, hey, you need to do something. And you know what? Instead of trying to do everything at once, you start with South Central Park and South City Park, and you work your way out. Make that the epicenter of change.
My good friend, why should we have to call them? Shouldn't they just be doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. All right. Anyway, okay, guys. Just have a good day.
All right. Thank you. You know what?
Can you feel that frustration? I mean, out on the street, it's getting ugly.
It is frustrating. I mean, when we get people calling or people in here, such really nice, sweet people. And they're getting on here on the chat room going, rawr, rawr. They're ready. They've had it. You know what? They do not like the idea of children running around out there where they can step in not only stuff, but hypodermic needles because they're out. And he's right about the 5-gallon bucket because they did it that day.
Hep C is no joke.
Okay, Kay, we're going to finish out this segment with you. What's up?
Oh, hi, Carl.
Hi.
I was thinking maybe what they ought to do is close down the rescue mission and turn it into rooms to put the prisoners in.
Well, that's an idea. How about this? How about taking that Costco and just refurbishing it inside and making it into a giant holding cell? You know what? Here's what I'm looking at is we need a holding cell so that we can hold them for like 2 or 3 weeks, you know, and we can hold them for 72 hours, then let them go in front of a judge. It could be an appointed judge who says, okay, you're going to go to trial. Here's your bail. It's $50,000 or $10,000, and they can't do that. But we have them in holding cells. You know what? That's all they're doing. They're in a place to be held. You've got people, you know, watching them. They get fed. But they're being held. They haven't gone to trial.
Well,
they haven't
have
done
a
anything.
Courtroom in that building, too, so they wouldn't have to come downtown.
You just hit the key word, held but to account.
Held, just held.
And you know something else? I don't like it that the homeless people are it's so unsafe to go to the library. You know, in past times when we used to have libraries, when we had the old library at Library Park, and when we had the one where the DA is. People used to, you know, kids used to go there on Saturdays and, you know, and during the summer and everything.
Spend the whole day there.
Or their parents would drop them off while they went shopping and.
Well, you know what?
But you couldn't do that. You can't do that right now.
You know, I have to disagree a little bit. I think that when they're in the library, that they're, even though there's some people there, you probably wouldn't want them around all the time. I think there's enough people at the library to watch them and to make sure they're okay, and they have lots of events there, but it's the idea when you look out there of getting your kids in there that's what bothers people.
Like, well, and they smell.
Well, that's true.
You know,
but
I mean,
there's also, you know what, there's,
I mean, that's not, I mean, we have to have standards, and we're not enforcing the standards that we have to have. They're just commonplace standards. I mean, you can be poor and not smell.
Would you support portable shower facilities in different places for them for people that don't have regular homes to come in and shower?
I think we need to triage these people and find out the way Nick was talking. you know, like about not knowing what the high schools are around here. You know, I think there's more than we realize that are from elsewhere. Because they haven't triaged them. They need to triage them as the hospital emergency does.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then some of them might even want real help.
I think a lot of them want real help. I think we just have to be able to. I just think that people are so used to doing the same thing the same way is that, you know, oh, we've got this great program, but they're not putting people into it.
But
anyway, we got to run, Kay. Got to run. We've run out of time,
okay,
hon.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Hey, we're going to take a break here for the news. When we come back, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is with us.
Casey Narshasta, Ready News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump accusing the special counsel's office of interfering in the upcoming midterm elections.
The president's latest attack on special counsel Robert Mueller is his claim that Mueller's investigators will be meddling with the midterm elections, especially now that Republicans are taking the lead in polls. He also tweeted there was no collusion except by the Democrats. And the president later wrote that he needs to focus more of his attention on issues important to Americans and less on the Russia investigation. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Widely viewed as Kim Jong-un's right-hand man in North Korea, Kim Jong-chol is headed to New York for talks about a possible summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader. Rejecting a challenge brought by Planned Parenthood, the Supreme Court leaving in place an Arkansas law that limits medication-induced abortions, barring further legal action, the law due to take effect in mid-July. The High Court putting limits on the ability of police to search vehicles when they don't have a search warrant.
The High Court sided with a Virginia man who complained that police walked onto his driveway and pulled back a tarp covering his motorcycle, which turned out to be stolen. They acted without a warrant, relying on a line of Supreme Court cases generally allowing police to search a vehicle without a warrant.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Religious freedom is under attack worldwide. The conclusion of the State Department, its annual report on religious liberty.
We must move religious freedom forward. We must defend it in every corner of the globe. And that's why the Secretary is hosting the first ever ministerial on advancing religious freedom.
Samuel Brownback, America's ambassador at large for religious freedom. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down about 247 points, off 1%. The NASDAQ 21 points lower, and the S&P down 21. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Veridesk makes it easy. Veridesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Veridesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Veridesk Active Workspace Solutions at Veridesk.com/radio. That's Veridesk.com/radio.
Allegations of Chinese meddling in Australian politics are addressed in a report issued by investigators who have been looking into the matter for the past couple of years.
The media claims the report details widespread Chinese interference in Australia. The Prime Minister says its contents are classified. But leaks here suggest that China has tried to influence every level of government in Australia, right down to local councils. The top secret document helped to convince Canberra to bring in new foreign interference laws. Beijing has previously accused Prime Minister Turnbull of being anti-China.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. The U.S. envoy to the United Nations hosted conference on disarmament says that Syria's presidency of the Geneva-based body is a travesty. Syria takes up the rotating presidency this week. It will chair the body for a period of 4 weeks. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Baltimore nonprofit tried to scrape together $152,000 to help restore a Coast Guard vessel.
The Baltimore Sun reports that Historic Ships in Baltimore is working on raising funds for repairs to the Coast Guard cutter Tanny. The ship needs to be dry docked for periodic maintenance. The Tanny was built in the 1930s and stationed in Hawaii during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. The ship is often called the last survivor of Pearl Harbor. Repairs are expected to cost about $300,000. A matching grant from the National Park Service's Maritime Heritage Program will cover half the cost. Keith Peters reporting.
Starbucks to close more than 8,000 of its stores nationwide for a time today to conduct what's billed as anti-bias training. This follows the uproar over last month's arrest of two black men at a Starbucks store in Philadelphia. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 261 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 1460. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 here on the 29th of May, 2018. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Does a lot for our community, Tobacco and Brew. Good morning, Bob. What's the weather look like?
Well, sunny skies today, and starting to move into that summertime pattern. The high will be 95 degrees. Winds out of the north-northwest, 6 to 8 miles an hour. Coming out of the west-southwest as a low approaches the coast. Partly cloudy tonight as that low makes itself known. The low will be around 61. Winds out of the southwest about 11 miles an hour. Mostly sunny tomorrow. The high dropping down to about 84 degrees. So we've got that variable thing going on. Wednesday night, a change, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not a strong one, but this time of year it can happen.
Did you just say storms?
Stormy storms. Weather. 20% chance of showers on Thursday. Lows hang right around the 90-degree mark for the rest of the week, all the way through Monday. Right now in downtown Redding,
downtown 72 degrees.
The Shasta Lake about 21 feet down.
They were, I tell you what, they were had that gates opened this weekend at the lake. A lot of water was coming out of that place.
I will check the releases and double-check my figures here.
Well, no, I mean, just I think it's about 20 was right, because before it wasn't. It was only like 17 or something. Hey, weather report's brought to you by, of course, Cypress. Okay.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. I'm sorry, Chuck. My guy's a friend. He and Judy, we're having lunch together. I'm sorry.
Save your butt, boss.
There you go. I need this, by the way. But Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. If you remember in the last hour, I talked about the televangelist by the name of Jeffrey Taponic for was getting $54 million from his congregation. To get himself a new jet, because riding commercial jets, you can't do it because demons are in them. in that, he needs a jet.
Wow.
He needs a jet that can go all the way around the world without, you know, without having to get fuel. And that Jesus, if Jesus was alive today, he would not be on a donkey. He would be in a jet. And I offered then right after that we just turned into radio evangelist. And I offered for $5, you can get a copy of my hand, all right? And then you take this hand for $5. You just send in the money. I will mail it to you for $5, right? That's plus shipping and handling, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you take this hand, and you put it on that part of your body that needs it, this pain, this whatever it is, and I promise you, nothing. But I do have the photo right now. And Mark Story's got $5 out.
He does have the photo.
I have the photo. I have the photo, and Mark Story has $5. What hurts, Mark?
It's somewhat concerning.
Okay. Anyway.
The only thing more amazing that the guy came up with this is that there's people who actually...
That he'll have the jet?
One of his fellow televangelists got a $32 million jet, so I think there was some jet envy. I think some jet envy going on there. His portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, CCW Training at its very best, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here 10 years ago. Northern Firearms Instruction. CCW, unarmed defense also, if that's what you're into. Ladies only classes, advanced classes, rifle classes, they have them all. Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Okay. You sure you don't want to buy this hand?
I'm good. Thanks.
For $10.
$10,
you can shake my hand.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You got that?
All right.
All right. Yes, I am. I am poking fun at televangelists that want to raise $54 million for a jet because commercial flights have demons in them. Of course, have you been on a commercial flight lately?
He may have a point.
Not there.
Sure how far from the truth that is.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Thanks, buddy.
Good morning.
Haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, no, it feels like a long time, yeah.
What's going on out there?
So we had our Pet Fest and our Shelter Vet thing.
How'd that event.
Thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation. It went fantastic. That was May 5th. We are going to have it again next year. It's going to be a great time, so we actually really want more people to come out. We had lots of vendors. We had Splash Dogs out there. It was a big hit. It was a lot of fun. And then the Empty the Shelter event went great. We had 29 dogs and 19 cats adopted that day, thanks
to the
Bissell Pet Foundation. They paid for all those adoptions. Yeah, it was fantastic. So 48. We actually were second in the state. Sacramento SPCA did 51 adoptions.
They're bigger.
They're much bigger, yes, but a good friend of mine is the one that's the CEO over there, so I had to call him and give him a little bit of grief about it. So last year we were first in the state, so we definitely want to do better next year if we're selected again next year, and hopefully we will be.
If you're still in business next year.
Oh, of course we'll be.
You know what, because maybe you'll have adopted everything out in Shasta County.
That would be fantastic. If we could do that in 12 months, that would be miraculous. Yeah. Yeah, it would be miraculous. Yeah, yeah. The picture of your hand, that might help.
There you go. Once you touch all your people down there with it.
Maybe we get that $54 million to that jet and we actually put it to good use, like saving animals' lives.
Jesus would not ride a donkey.
Nah. Jesus wouldn't spend $54 million in a jet either.
I don't think he would either. No, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't. Okay, so that was a big success. That's great.
Yeah, it was excellent.
You know what? I'm glad to hear that because, again, as most everybody should know at this time, is that it's our Haven Humane is striving to be a no-kill shelter and is at that level already with dogs.
We are.
And is approaching that level with cats.
We're getting closer. We're getting closer every day. Our kitten nursery is up. We are hiring staff for it next week, and we do have some cats in there now, but we are not going to do the bottle babies until we have around-the-clock care, and we're hoping to have that in the next couple, 3 weeks. So we're looking at probably end of June, beginning of July, having that fully up and running, and then we'll be ready to go full-time for next year for the next kitten season, which we're really looking forward to. So, and that will be a big step to it. To us getting no-kill with cats. So, yeah, that's a lot of good stuff going on.
Okay, you got another grant. From PetSmart.
We did. We got a PetSmart grant this year for to alter 1,500 cats. It's at $25 for the owner. That's all they copay. And then the PetSmart grant pays for the rest. So you can call at 241-1658, and they will schedule you an appointment for that. So
know,
bring your cats in.
I know it's not fair to ask you this, but how many of you of those 1,500 have you used already?
I'm not sure how many we've used, but I know we still have quite a few left.
Quite a few left.
Yeah, we still have a few hundred left.
All you have to do, if you've got a cat, and this has got to be a pet cat. This isn't a feral cat.
Correct.
This has got to be a pet cat that you bring in, and they neuter them, cost you $25 instead of whatever else the other people charge you there. And because of PetSmart, who gave a 1,500 cat donation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, let's take a quick break, and we'll come on back. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. All the things you've got going here and things that are happening here in July and licensing, Love a Pet, all of these things that y'all keep getting, you're expanding more and more to bring more people into the fold. I think it's great. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. Speaking about something that's great, I'm going to call Lance today and tell him that. I talked to his officers out there at the Colt 45 Stadium. Guys are on the job. They're out there. Big guy
you know, that they're making sure that, that there's no problems. And there has been no problems out there in the lot, in the parking lot. But it's not just that. North State Security takes care of not just the Colt 45 games, but how about the power plants and the electric utility, local high schools, things that from, that people need. North State Security is there. Over 100 officers, sworn officers, trained officers out on the road. Any one time, they've got more people on the road than the police do. This is North State Security. They have a program that, and they will have somebody at your office, your home, in 10 minutes or less. Think about that, 10 minutes or less. Because somebody's, you know, harassing you, or they've come into your business and they don't want to leave. Well, the police aren't going to be there for an hour. You know, because of other reasons for the most part. North State Security has somebody there right then. 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Yes, it's their 50th year in business. We'll be right back.
Do you have big dreams of going tiny? Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us. We are giving away a custom-built tiny house RV to one lucky winner. Play our Tiny Living Big Winnings Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a brand-new custom-built tiny house RV. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. Win 250 free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Wind River Resort and Casino is giving away the house, literally. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing Thursday, May 31st. Grand prize, a tiny house RV from Liberty Cabins. 30 winners, 250 free slot play. Live large in a tiny house RV. Play Tiny Living, Big Winnings. Swipe to win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Wow.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment today. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 29th of May, 2018. 72 degrees, going up to 95. Today, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Everyday Fitness. 2345 Athens Avenue, over 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Offers over 35 classes per week included in your membership. Silver Sneakers membership and classes are available for the older people like my guest today. You can sign up for a free week pass at www.edfitness.com. Everyday fitness and training right here in Reading. Our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Good morning.
Did your knee hurt?
No.
Okay. Oh, I was just wondering why you're rubbing that image of my hand on it. I just thought there could be something going on.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Hey, a lot of things going on.
Oh, wow.
I know, a lot of things going on. Bob fell out of the chair on that one. Okay, what's next? What's next on your agenda here?
Oh, gosh, we got lots of stuff coming up. Second Tuesday's coming up. That's going to be June 12th, and that's going to be at Peter Chu's Skyroom at the Reading Airport. That'll be from 5 to 9, so come on out. Peter Chu's is generously donating a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane and us save the animals. So just come on out, have a great dinner with some friends, and part of the proceeds goes back to Haven. So that'll be 5 to 9, June 12th for Second Tuesday. Something new that we started up that's going really well is we have a vaccine clinic now every first and third Wednesday of the month from 2 to 4 at Haven. It's actually in our classroom. So when you come in the parking lot, it's the first building when you come in the parking lot. But you can go on our website at havenhumane.org, click on the spay and neuter clinic tab, and it'll have pricing for the vaccines. But it's low-cost vaccines. It's going to be the lowest in town that you can get those vaccines. So that's first and third Wednesday from 2 to 4. And we usually have a line out the door, so get there early for that. So that's been something that we're really happy to have. We do have a dog licensing clinic coming up. It's going to be June 5th at the Reading City Hall, which is going to be, what is that, next Tuesday? At Reading City Hall from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. So if your dog is current on rabies, please bring the certificate. Licenses for City of Reading, City of Anderson, and Shasta County will be available. Rabies vaccinations are available for $8 at the clinic, and microchipping is also available for dogs and cats for $20. Cats need to be in carriers.
Do you see a lot of animals brought in that from people who are homeless?
Most of the homeless take really, really good care of their animals.
Now, I'm going to talk about that because I think that a lot of people don't understand. This is, in many cases, and I see this especially when the stand down, you know, the veteran stand down we have once a year.
Yep.
And a lot of these are homeless veterans that come in, and they have their animals. Those animals are in really good shape.
Yeah, they take I tell people all the time they need to worry more about their neighbors that adopted a dog and put it in the yard and they feed it once a day, and that's the only interaction they get with the animal, than they do most of the homeless folks, because they take really good care of their animals. And most of the time the animals eat first. That's their lifeline. That's their usually their only family member that they've got. They take really good care of them for the most case. The only things that we do respond to often is when it's really hot out and they're walking them on the concrete. But we get that from everybody. So we'll go out and we'll just do a welfare check on them. And then whenever they do the raids on the camps and stuff, we try and have an animal control officer out there to educate and try and help and make sure the animals are taken care of. But, yeah, for the most part, they take really, really good care of their animals. You know, better care of them than themselves.
We just had a comment just as you were saying that. She goes, oh, no, I see so many of them that are walking around on the concrete, and they're just, you know.
Yeah.
Their masters are also walking on the concrete, but they just don't understand that they're just burning their little feet.
Yeah, but I will tell you this. I'll counter with that. That's not exclusive to homeless.
Oh, no. I have seen things like a person walking down the street with this huge Slurpee.
Huge Slurpee. Yeah.
Drinking it. It's hotter than heck. And that little dog is just, you can just see him dancing on the concrete.
That's an education thing across the board, whether they're homeless or whether they're not homeless, that people need to be aware of. So our officers, when they're out and about and they see that, they'll stop and they'll educate and tell them, hey, you need to get them off the concrete.
It's going to be 97 or 95, 96 today. It was yesterday. Are you starting to get calls from people with animals and cars?
We get them year-round. But, yeah, once it starts getting hotter, we get more and more of them. Obviously, when it's cooler, you know, the dogs aren't in any jeopardy. But when it starts getting hot like this, yeah, I mean, at 97, the car can be, I mean, as soon as you turn the engine off, it's going to start getting unbearable. So in 10 minutes, it's going to be well into the hundreds.
What do people do I know there's all these different laws, but let's hear it from you from the fountain of knowledge here, that if somebody sees an animal in a car,
call us.
And it looks like the dog is you know, it's in there, the dog looks like in distress, what do they do?
You need to call us, 241-2550, and okay. Have us respond.
Does that become a priority for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, wait a minute. Just let me finish this last thought, Bob, and I'll hop in. There's a law that says you can break these windows.
You can, but there's a lot of stipulations with the law, and I'm not current on all of them, but mm-hmm. One of them is that you have to call the authorities prior to be able to do it. So
okay.
my recommendation is, unless you can see the dog is in dire, dire need, call us and let us come out and take care of it.
Okay.
This actually came up out at Whiskey Creek Launch Ramp, where the cell service is nearly non-existent.
Right.
In the national park, where jurisdictions get a little convoluted, mm-hmm. And obviously your response time.
It's not us. That'd be county.
Anybody's response time from Redding is on the order of half an hour. There was quite a crowd starting to gather around this SUV. The person had put their dog in the car and gone kayaking. The dog was raising Cain. The windows are open about 2 inches, but it was obvious that there were 5 or 6 people, so I didn't, I simply watch from a distance until I had to leave. But it was an interesting situation unfolding because obviously people were aware and there was discussion about, okay, do we take that action? Because people were trying to call and couldn't get a cell phone.
All I will say is be really careful if you do that. Make sure that you have witnesses, ducks in a row, and make sure that you've called the authorities and reported it and given it time and made it. Because, I mean, in today's society, if you look at somebody wrong, they're going to sue you. So if you're going to break a window, you better be ready to do that. And I understand that there's an animal there, so that's why if you're in the city limits, call us. We can respond very quickly, and we can get there and take care of it. If it's a situation where you feel like that dog's not going to make it till that time, then unfortunately that's just a situation you're going to have to make that call when you're there.
Okay. I just want people, because now it's starting to be like that, but to make sure they've got that number on them again,
241-2550.
You need to have that number on you someplace so you can call. Put it just program it into your phone for Haven Humane for helping, and just hit that. Say, well, I've got a dog here. It looks very, very uncomfortable in this car.
Yeah, give them as much information as possible. License plate, color, where it's parked in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And if the dog is in distress, let our dispatcher know, hey, this dog is in serious distress. It's panting. You can tell that it's definitely not in a good way. Make sure you give them all that information because that's just going to elevate it a little bit more and make sure we get an officer out there as quick as possible.
Okay. All right. We're here with Mark Haven. We're talking about Mark Story of Haven Humane. And we're talking about the what happens if you see a dog in distress or an animal in distress, I guess even a kid in distress in a car. I mean, if I saw a kid in a car, I'd call 911.
Don't call us.
I wouldn't call you all. But I'd be calling 911 if I see a kid left in a car.
Unless it's a goat, which is a kid, then you could call us.
Oh, boy.
The greatest of all time.
Kid. You said kid. That's goat, too, so just saying.
Here, would you like to borrow the hand? Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Jeez. A kid. You really said that, didn't you? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, a veteran-owned business that gives you just simply outstanding haircuts. Right off of Athens Avenue there is Cypress Square Barbershop, discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back with Mark's story. This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint. You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here? I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted. The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job. No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting,
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567. I'm in your
love. I'm in your love. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Come and get your love. For the low price of $5. Send me $5. Send me cash. Do not send me checks.
Stop the madness.
Do not send me money order. Send me cash for $5, and I will send you a photo. I tell you what. It is a reproduction of my hand that I will put on my own copy here. I will sign it for $5, and you can take this image of my hand and put it on the part of your body that hurts, and think that I'm thinking these really good, friendly thoughts towards you. And I guarantee you, I have no idea what will happen.
Somebody in the chat room brought up an interesting point. Since Starbucks has announced, and they're doing all their sensitivity training today, since they've announced that anybody can wander in off the street
and stay as long as they want,
whether they buy something,
use their bathrooms.
Can they bring in their animals?
Oh. Well, I think you can bring them in as long as they're service animals. And you cannot make a person prove they're not a service animal. You can't even ask.
Bring in my service ferret or cricket.
No. The only two service animals are dogs and miniature horses.
Miniature horses. Now, what's your definition of a miniature horse?
They're actually designated as miniature horses.
I know. And they've got to be under like 36 inches or something like that, right?
Are the only two legal service animals.
I've just thought about where you can put the people from South City Park. You give them a ride.
Open a Starbucks.
Up to Starbucks right up here, and they've got a place to stay all day long. When it's hot, they have air conditioning. Think about it. And a bathroom. And they can probably come up with the price. Do you have any water? Can I like to have some water, please? Or a cup of coffee that can last for 12 hours while you're in there working, getting your Wi-Fi free.
There's some lots on Parkview.
So Starbucks did a really cool fundraiser for us and got a whole bunch of stuff for our kitten nursery for us.
They're a bunch of communists. Okay. I don't mean that, really. I was just teasing. It's an old saying. It didn't mean it a bit. Let's go to the phones. Lori,
good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Mark.
Good morning.
Yeah, your picture with the hand, you know there are other body parts that people can Xerox and find great comfort in as well.
So, you know what? I understand that, but this is the hand. I saw this decades ago, where this guy did this and was selling it on the air, a reproduction of his hand that you could use then to hold on that part of your body that was hurting. So I just thought if he could get $10 for it, I would be able to get $5 for my hand.
Oh, my God.
I have a cute hand.
I think you're onto something there. Hey, I was just going to chime in with the whole thing on the what happened to Rick Bassetti and Patty and whatnot at City Park, for example. You know the Page's Coffee store downtown. Kevin's the owner, and he's got these business cards of a woman that had previously worked at the Mission and I guess was let go, fired, terminated, something, because she had great success in having people leave the program, move, graduate, whatever the parameters were, and she was doing such a good job that it threatened their attendance, that they need to have enough people in the program. Again, when you have
Jonathan Anderson,
back, maybe you could ask and clarify what happened there, because the business cards of this woman are right there at the front of Kevin's Page's store, and I just thought that was a bit alarming to have somebody actually have success and then be fired or terminated or whatever the situation is. Remember the days when they had the camp out with the homeless or transients? I'm not sure what city council person brought that up, but they kind of tried to make it where people could empathize what it felt like to sleep out at night.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and so I'm sure that probably faded away, because to me that's not really experiencing the drama and the horror and the chronic issue of being homeless, whether they want to be homeless or not, is a whole other discussion. But with the library having that black tall fencing, I agree. I think we should integrate that and match it up and raise the deposit much, much higher. You'll get it back if you took care of the place.
I just think, you know what, and I feel, like I said, if I could, I'd build housing for every homeless person there was. But you know what, that's a long-term project, and they could do something now about South City Park that's relatively easy. And fix it. Anyway, Lori, we got to
run. All
right,
thanks. Have the Bethel people go pray and do ministerial other than giving them food. Why don't they commit and do more, all the faith-based?
Okay, that's
all
a good
right,
idea.
That's what I think, because anyone can feed someone a sandwich and feel good for the moment. We need more long-term. And take pictures of these ET bike drug peddlers. They hate their picture taken.
That's true, they do, and that's what Rick was doing when he got attacked. So.
All right, you guys.
Bye.
Oh, have a good day.
Okay. You know what we can do? We can make Haven Humane East at South City Park.
No.
All right, let's just move right along here.
That just gives you a big no. Yes, let's move along. So we do have another dog license clinic in Burney at the Burney substation, which is going to be June 26th from 1 to 4 p.m. as well.
Okay.
He keeps showing the picture of the hand. I just for the visual for all the radio listeners. So I think what I should do is the first person to donate $10 to Haven, I'll destroy the copier so they can't do any more copies of his hand. Okay, so let's see what else we got going on. So Camp Love a Pet starts June 9th, our first session of Camp Love a Pet. So we're really excited about that. We've got 18 kids set up for both camps this year, and we had a big waiting list because we had just a bunch of campers that wanted to come this year. And
it's a success, you know, and plus you're doing so much for those animals.
Yeah, and we wish we could have more kids. We just can't. And we talked about putting in another camp, but just logistically it's next to impossible because it's a lot of work for us to do.
Now, how many kids get to do this?
18. There's 18 in each camp right now.
18
normally
different
it's 16.
Ones. 18 and different in each camp.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Different. So it'll be 36 kids total.
And the ages?
It's 10 to 15.
All right. 10 to 15. They get a dog.
They get randomly selected for the dogs. So basically we put the collars and leashes in a box, and on orientation day, which our orientation will be June 9th for the first one, the kids come up and they select. So randomly they get a dog. And historically the smallest kid always picks the biggest dog. It's not planned. It's completely random, but it just works every single time that way. And you know what? They do an outstanding job with that dog every year.
It's kind of like the smallest guy ends up being your communications guy carrying the radio and all the batteries.
It's crazy. So camp's a lot of fun. We do some field trips. We want to thank Turtle Bay for helping out with that. So we do a trip to Turtle Bay. We actually do two field trips to Turtle Bay. The first one, we go to the museum.
And the kids get to go do see the wild animal show, learn about some of that and how they rescue as well and rehabilitate those guys that aren't able to go back into the wild, which is great. And then they see whatever display is there. And then the next week, right before graduation, we go back to Turtle Bay, and we actually bring all the dogs with us, and we walk across the bridge, and we go and do the route. We go early in the morning. We do the route, the Arboretum Loop right there, with all the dogs, and then the dogs go down by the river, and the kids have a good time, and then we come back, and we graduate
the next
year. Do they
all go swim in the river together?
The kids do not. The dogs do actually swim in the river.
Really?
Captain goes in and lets the dogs kind of get some exposure to that so we can see what that's like. We encourage all the families of the campers to come out. And also we let the adopters, if the ones that are adopted, let them know that they're going to be out there. So they like to, it's a good picture opportunity for them.
Did you ever see that, it's on Facebook, of all of the yellow labs in the pool?
I did not.
This is like 30 yellow labs.
In one pool?
They all just jumping into the pool and running, cool. Getting out, jumping back in. Some of them. No, I'm not going in the water. Okay, maybe not at 30, but at least 20. I'm not going in the water. No, I'm not going in that water. Every other dog's in it, and they want to, but they just don't take the step. The rest of them are just loving this. Okay, this camp love a bit. I love it because I like it because you bring a kid in after that.
Yeah.
And I love listening to this kid because they learn a lot about themselves, but about these animals. And now they also teach them tricks.
They teach them behavior,
to call them.
Both. So they teach them basic behavior. So they teach them how to walk on a loose leash. In fact, we have a competition at the end to see if they can have what we call a J in their leash whenever they walk up to give their graduation speech. And they teach them to sit. They teach them down. And then they'll teach them a trick. And then on graduation day, we have a bunch of local dignitaries, and we get some certificates from Sacramento and stuff for the kids, which is great because the kids love it. And they show the tricks, and then hopefully they get the dogs adopted. And if there's an adopter there, then they get to hand off the dog to the adopters after graduation. That's a big part of it, and it's become a bigger part of it from our standpoint. So the kids have to do with about a 30-second spot that they do, which is basically an advertisement for the dog to talk about what they like, and then we put that on Facebook. So they have to do a little bit of a video. They have to do posters, and they have to advertise the animals, the dogs, on their kennels, which is really cool. But it's a lot of fun, and we've had kids that have come through the camp that were very shy, very reserved when they came through, and after a couple of years, they're just different kids.
So they can come back the next year.
They can. It's just registration starts February 1st, so it's a first-come, first-served basis.
Right.
So we had a line out the door February 1st, and we were completely full by February 2nd. So.
By February 1st, you started. February 2nd, it was filled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it was crazy. And we still have a bunch of kids on the waiting list waiting. So, but it's a lot of fun, and the kids really get a lot of it. The dogs obviously get a lot out of it. But
do you have to bring in extra people to run this and all that?
The volunteers. I mean, if we didn't have the volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do it.
So you've got one in June and one in August then, right?
Yeah, we have one in June, and then we have one that starts in July, and they graduate August 4th.
Okay.
So we usually start a week after they get out of school.
Which is a Saturday.
Yes. All the graduations on a Saturday. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
It's a lot of fun.
What about this golf tournament?
Yeah. So our Putt for Paws, we're super excited. It's going to be Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's going to be July 13th. This will be our second annual one. We've got a whole bunch of new stuff coming up. We've got Dixon Golf coming out.
I'm sorry, what?
Dixon Golf.
What's that?
They make some balls that are biodegradable, I guess. So they have some contests, and they're going to make a couple of the holes a lot more fun, and you're going to get some free prizes. You're going to get some prizes from them, not free, but some prizes for them. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of supporters are going to be out there. I think we're going to have a radio show there in the morning.
We are.
Is that right? Yeah.
What day is that?
That's Friday, July 13th.
Yeah. We're going to be there in the morning because they get to play afterwards.
That's right. So we're going to have you go off on number one.
I need the biodegradable ball because I lose mine. And instead of just standing out there.
Exactly.
What happens when they hit the water?
I don't know. It's. I don't think there's anything. Well, if it hits the water, you don't really care.
Not really. Not anymore. You know what? Here's the thing. When I hit the water, it's off that first tee. I sit there and I look at it and I think, okay, I'm not going to use a driver. I'm going to use like a 3-wood. I'm going to aim totally to the right.
You're already thinking about it.
I'm already thinking about it. See, I'm already putting that negative thought into my head. And then I get up there and I go, oh, no, I'm going for it. Straight down the middle. I'm going to drive this thing 400 yards. And it probably does by the time you add up, by the time, you know, how far can a ball, when it hits the water and the water moves it down, I mean, does it keep moving? It could, you know, I could have hit a ball that's gone 6 miles by now.
Theoretically,
yeah. it could be down in the Delta right now.
It's some of the balls I hit. Okay. And if it was biodegradable, it'd be gone. So,
be good.
So we have lots of fun stuff planned for it. And here's the great thing. You know, come on out. It's going to have a nice lunch at the end. Come on out. Play some golf. All the money. All the money goes to help the animals. So,
are you disqualifying yourself from a team this year since you won last year?
I did not win.
Yes, you.
No, I didn't. I took second. My team took second. I didn't really do anything. My team carried me. Second place.
I think, I'm not sure, but it somehow doesn't seem right.
Well,
I think your handicap should be, as you've got a Labrador on a, one from the shelter, of course, a Labrador or some big dog like that on a leash while you're trying to hit the ball. There's your handicap.
What you, if you've seen me play golf, you would know that really wouldn't make too much of a difference with my swing. So I had a good team with me, but no, I'm not going to disqualify myself, but I don't think we'll be. I think there's going to be some really good teams out there this year.
You know
so
what? I may put a team together here.
And it's, yeah, okay, that's the thing I'm going to worry about.
I may put a team together here that, I, you know what, the only thing I have to do is show up. Okay.
It's
all
a
right.
lot of
we
fun,
we got to take a break here. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. There's so many good things that are going on here. That big empty the shelter event, 29 dogs, 48 animals adopted, 29 dogs, 19 cats, vaccine clinic, Tuesday club, cat altering special, Camp Love a Pet, now this Pet for Paws. All of these things are happening to help support Haven Humane. Now, if you think about it, if we didn't have Haven Humane, what would we have? You would have so many animals out there. And now we're literally at a no-kill level shelter for the dogs, and we're quickly approaching that for the cats. And now with this kitten nursery, we're going to be pushing past that. It's a quarter till 9 right here on the 29th of May. It's 72 degrees. It's going up to 95 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. We'll be right back.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Be on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. You know what? I'm enjoying myself now because when we put the cameras in, when we move into the new studio, I'm not going to be able to do a lot of this stuff. The dancing, the dance moves, the arm movements, the hand movements.
That was a visual you folks do not want to see.
You want to touch the hand? Talk to the hand. Here. Story.
Oh,
talk to the hand.
Brother.
I'm here with Mark Story, who is the CEO of Haven Humane. Was just bragging about his golfing ability.
No, he wasn't.
At the Putt for Paws, that's going to be July 13th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. We'll be doing our show that morning, Bob. Just a heads up for you, too. We're going to be doing
a live show in July.
But it's going to be early in the morning. We did it last year, remember, buddy? We had a great time.
This is Bob's notification about the
show.
And
I'll buy you breakfast, too. And I tell you what, I'm going to give you a free replica of my hand. Won't cost you $5. You can have.
You are a giver.
I am a giver. Okay, we talked about Camp Love a Pet, and now let's talk about the big game Friday night.
Yeah, so we have the Colt 45s game, which is a Haven fundraiser Friday night. You need to get your tickets before Friday, though, so you can come buy them at Haven Humane Society. We're at 7449 East Side Road. Just come on in, ask for those. They're $5 a piece. Here's the great thing about it. If you want to come in and support Haven and support the Colt 45s, you can buy tickets. If you can't make it to the game Friday, which is our night, that's fine. Those tickets are good for any game throughout the season. And then half the proceeds go back to Haven. So please come in and buy some tickets this week and help support us and support the Colt 45s. Look, I know we've had all these conversations about the park and everything, but you know what? Colt 45s, Rick Pizzetti, they are trying to make a difference.
Oh, no. You know
what? And we need to support them.
We need to take that park back, and I will not back off on that.
Right.
But, like I said, they have security out there.
Right, right.
The
absolutely.
Games are absolutely fabulous.
Yep.
It's reasonably priced. All of these things. I mean, you can get in for $5, and you know, and if you're senior, it's less. If you're a kid, it's less. You can get a hot dog and a drink for $5.
Yeah.
Snow cones,
and it's great
wine,
baseball,
beer. And last night, like I said, the Colt 45s were behind 5-2. Bases loaded, Colt 45s had the bases loaded, and this kid unloaded a grand slam.
Nice.
I mean, you talk about people cheering, the cowbells going, and we went ahead last night.
Rick has a way of finding talent, and he brings in some talented kids, and it's very entertaining baseball. If you like baseball, you'll love watching the Colt 45.
They had a little bat boy on Sunday. Little bat boy, he's like 5 years old. That kid knew he was supposed to go get those bats, no matter what. Nobody had instructed him to wait until somebody says, go get the bat. That So they had this, the guy's running around the bases, the guy rounding third, heading for home at Colt 45, and who's in the baseline, right by the home plate, the little five-year-old running for the bat. The Colt 45 player leaps in the air, puts his hand on the kid's head, so he goes around him, he moves a little, you know, he touches the plate, helps the little kid over, grab the bat.
Nice.
And then the umpire came over and gave a lecture to the Colt 45. He said, keep the kid out of the baseball.
Nice.
It was so cute. Anyway, but tonight,
Friday night,
Humane.
Come to Haven Humane to get the tickets, because you can't buy, if you buy them at the door, then Haven doesn't get any credit for it. But that's okay. If you can't get them at Haven, come to the game Friday anyway. Support Colt 45. Haven. Support this community.
If you can't make it all the way out there to Haven Humane, I tell you what, we will sell tickets here. We'll take money here and give it to you. Is that okay?
That'd be great. Absolutely.
All right. Right down here at 1326 Market Street. Just come on down. Give us the $5 a ticket. Buy 5, 6, 7, 10 tickets. Take your friends out there. We've got the tickets for you, and we'll make sure that Humane gets the money.
Much appreciated.
All right, buddy.
So the last thing I want to cover, volunteers. So our next volunteer appreciation is this Saturday, June 2nd at 10 a.m. That's in our classroom. But I also want to thank we had some volunteers go out yesterday. One thing that Haven does is we partner with the Veterans Cemetery up in Igo. They help us out a little bit. We help them out with Veterans Day, Memorial Day. And so my wife and I and a bunch of volunteers went out yesterday and helped set up all the chairs and the tents. And they got new tents, so there was like 6 tents that we put up. And, I really want to thank them. We were only out there for a couple hours, but it was getting warm. And it's a little difficult putting those tents up. So thank you for doing that. And I want to thank our volunteers in general, because the last couple of months we've had so many things that we've asked our volunteers to help with. We just had the Strawberry Festival on Saturday. We've just had one thing after another, and our volunteers just consistently step up and help us save lives. And I can never thank them enough. I try and go out there and thank them all the time. But our volunteers really are doing some amazing life-saving work. And so
did you buy tickets for them, for the volunteers?
If they want tickets, they can contact me. I have extra tickets for sure. So
there you go.
But they know about the game and stuff. And you know what? Most of our volunteers, they'll come in and they'll pay the $5.
Of course they will, because that's just the kind of people they are.
And they are amazing. So, and our new volunteer coordinator, Cassie, has started, and I want to publicly thank Wendell, who has been our coordinator for the last 5 years almost. Wendell has done a phenomenal job. He was a volunteer when I got there. He was already retired from work, and I pulled him out of retirement to be our volunteer coordinator, and I can't thank Wendell enough for all the hard work that he did on really building this program and training so many amazing, wonderful volunteers. And Wendell will still be a part of our team. He'll just be a volunteer now, won't be on payroll. But I can't thank Wendell enough. So I hope he's listening. And I'm excited to have Cassie on board. I think she's going to do great work and continue to grow this amazing program, because our volunteers are amazing. You know, with our staff and our adopters in this community and everything, you know, our team just gets bigger and bigger. It seems like every day, which is great. And so the longer, you know, the bigger that we grow, the more lives we save, and the closer we get to no kill, and the closer we get to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
You know what? You guys are working hard too, Mark. Hey, I just want to remind everybody, head on down there. Get the tickets from Mark for Friday. I think Preston Sharp, in fact, is going to throw out the first pitch down there, because he was going to do it last Friday on, you know, opening day, and Linda was going to sing, but we got rained out. So I think Preston's going to be down there. It's going to be Haven Humane Night. It's another good way of showing up, supporting the Colt 45, supporting Haven Humane, but also making sure that we own that park. This is just the battle for South City Park has just started. The other thing, too, is if you want to buy tickets and you can't get all the way out there to Haven Humane, just stop by here at 1326 Market Street, and we will sell you those tickets at $5 a piece. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then we'll give the money to Haven Humane. All right. Any last parts here? How do people sign up for the Putt for Paws?
They can go on our website, havenhumane.org.
And so this includes a day of golf, a lunch.
Lunch.
Prizes.
Yeah. There will be some prizes. You need to there will be prizes for, like, long drive. All that stuff is all included.
Kind of thing.
And then there's tons of other things that you can opt into and buy into. Like last year we did it where we did the poker hand. We'll do that again. And there'll be raffles, and there'll be all kinds of great stuff going on. So April will be here next month to talk about it, so it'll be closer, and so she will go into detail about Putt for Paws. But, yes, please register. It's $100 a golfer, $400 a team, so we're going to need to get teams. Last year we did fill up, so please register early.
And all this is a write-off too, right?
It's all, yeah, too. It's a 501c3.
It's a 501, so whatever you can take off on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. Also, we're going to have our that day will be out there with the show. We'll have Mark on. We'll have so many other people on that day to talk about it and also to play in that.
Absolutely.
We're ready.
We'll go off on number one again.
We're ready.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I really enjoy it, and I hope that we have a lot of people take advantage of that and come on out. I mean, it's a Friday, and I understand it's in July, but you know we tee off at 9. We'll be done by 2, so won't be too bad.
Okay,
it'll be nice. We're all redding people. We're used to the heat by then.
Yeah, that's July. What is that? July what?
13th.
Yeah, walk in the park. It's not August yet.
That's right.
And besides, you know, you go out there in your Hawaiian stuff, your redding tuxedo, that Hawaiian shirt. You know, the only thing you really have to do is make sure is that you've got that one unobtrusive holster that you're carrying because when you're armed out there, so it doesn't interfere with your swing. What? What?
Nothing, no.
Okay, I'd like to mention one more time about the hand. And this is a promise the last time I'll mention it. For $5, if send it in to us. I will send you a replica. I will send you a copy off a copier of my hand if you have to use this for whatever reason you want.
Spend the $5 on a Colt 45's ticket. I promise you'll get more out of it.
Or you could do that. Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, tomorrow, veteran service officer plus a number of other people are coming in to join us Thursday and Friday. Friday, Doug Lamalfa. Thursday, I'm just trying to get some of the people that are running. I know that next Monday, Joe Clemente will be joining us. All right. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.